keeping with his plan to look at the psalm, we have a real challenge today. Because the psalm is a psalm of lament after a defeat, which you would expect after the first reading. This is Psalm 44. See how it begins, you see? God, we heard. Our fathers have told us the deeds you performed in their time, in days of old. With your hand you planted them, displacing nations. You brought misfortune on peoples and drove them out. It was not by their sword that they took the land. Their arm did not give them victory, but your right hand, your arm, and your goodwill, for you favored them. And it goes on like that. And then it starts, but now you have rejected and disgraced us. You do not go out with our armies. You make us retreat before our foe. Our enemies plunder us at will. And it goes on. This is a psalm acknowledging sin and attributing to our misfortunes our sin. Now, we're starting to begin a time of renewal. But if you look in the last 25 years or so, or more, well, maybe the last half century, the bad doctrine, the pedophilia, the bishops not doing their duty, you see, and then you look and see, you know, if you're not going to give to same-sex marriages, you can't have an orphanage. You know, you can if you want to go against your conscience. But in other words, do you feel a collective shame when you see what we, you see, are the body of Christ, and you see our shame? Every time I read these kind of psalms, I feel so awful. Look who we should be, and look who we are. And that's why, that's where we have been. And then the psalm goes on to pray for restoration. That's happening now. That's beginning to happen. And it's clearly the work of God. It's just that light is beginning to dawn. You know, you've got the good homeschoolers, you've got the new communities, you've got good popes, you've got... And they're starting to appoint good bishops who in turn are ordaining good priests. I was just thinking, out of nowhere, well, not even in connection with this, we had the Christmas party for the priests Sunday night. So, and we have a good morale in this diocese. Lots of people showed up for that. Maybe 70% or more of the priests of the diocese. There were two young guys there whom I know. Now, one of them is pretty good at deliverance, but sometimes he calls me up when he's wondering what to do next. They stayed for the reception before, and then they were going to take off because they had Monday off, and they were going snowboarding. And they were so excited about it, they didn't want to waste time getting there late, so they had to go to West Virginia. I don't know where they were going for this snowboarding thing. They just came to my mind this morning. I was thinking, see, those two guys, they're buddies. They sustain each other. I know that they were saying their office, you know, they got up in the morning, cooked some breakfast, said their office, maybe had mass there in the cabin, wherever they were. And then they went and enjoyed themselves all day. And that's real brotherhood. I was just happy for them, you know. They're ordained 3 or 4 years, and they're on their way. So we do see that, and you see it's pure mercy of God. It's the pure mercy of God. Who is helping those guys? Who's giving him this desire, this drive, this? The Holy Spirit. So we can pray for restoration, but we also have to acknowledge that we have become a disgrace. Financial problems in Rome, I mean, also, we have become a disgrace, and all the disgrace we deserve. And the only one who can get us out of it is God. Maybe because I'm a priest, I feel it, but I mean, I've always felt it, though. So sad and sorry about my own sins, but then the mess in the church. We've come a long way in the last 15 years or so from the pink palaces and all that stuff. But we have a ways to go. And that's why it says here in this psalm, this befell us. They don't give us that part. Isn't that funny? They tell us we tell the Lord what a hard time we're having. But it doesn't say this befell us because we sinned. And so to feel embarrassed, humiliated, sorry, that's part of our reparation. So it's a good psalm. Of course, it's put there because the Israelites took the Ark of the Covenant and made it a good luck charm. That's why they got creamed in that battle. That is the Ark with the Torah inside of it, you know, that God wrote. Bring it out here, man. This is good, you know. Is he a good luck charm? Do we do that? You see? Do we worship him, love him, acknowledge our sins, pray for help, forgive our enemies? Or is it all a good luck charm? Make sure everything goes well. That can happen, can it? And the Jews, they did it. And that's why the Lord said, and they ran off, as you just heard, not only did they lose the battle, they lost the Ark of the Covenant. And if you know the rest of the story, I guess, huh? They got over there and they were having, you know, celebrating. They got the best good luck charm that the Jews had. And it started giving them boils and sickness. So they hooked a couple of oxen to it, the cart, and said, get out of here. But that was God. That wasn't them. You see why it's an examination of conscience. We could do the same thing. You know, we could have a big religious ceremony. My God, we could even have a mass to set off our fun drive or something. And that's not right. You want to succeed? Obey God. You'll have all the success you need. And if we're all obeying God and things still go bad, hallelujah, then we're like Jesus. And we, like Jesus, will rise again. How many of the saints have prayed, given their lives for the church? I'm thinking of one Cistercian nun in the 20th century, about the middle of the century, gave her life, Italian, gave her life for the unity of the churches and died. That was somebody who felt the Lord's sadness over the state of the church. So we can decide to pull up our socks and we'll just have high socks. The only way that this can happen is that God acts. And I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled to death with what I see. Like those two young priests, you know, that's buddies. Going out to snowboard, whatever the heck that is, but they're going to do it. they're friends. They're going to support each other. And I know one of them pretty well, and he's a very fervent young guy. And, you know, backed into this whole deliverance ministry. And so there he is. But the Lord wants him doing it. So he's going to do it. But I see this. It's like light beginning to bubble up in the church, getting us ready for whatever's going to happen. But as Our Lady keeps telling in these very authentic locutions, I'm here to bring hope, not blame. You've made a mess. That's just about all you can do. But my Son, in His infinite power and love, is going to bring about renewal and restoration. So you see, this psalm, you know, Lord, you did this, you did that for us. I read part of it, right? The first part. You drove them out, you planted us, you did all this, you see, and now we're a laughing stock. We're getting over that little by little. I mean, we're not getting over it. It's being got over by the Lord. But this is our call. To be renewed, to yield, to pray, to get in on this movement of enthusiasm and joy and holiness and purity of life that the Lord is just stirring up. Amen.